Make a better connection with your friends on Facebook. Use the hottest voice conferencing service around. Call from TalkShoe.com. That's Talk, like I'm doing now, and Shoe, as on your feet.com.
PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHPBB Weekly, episode number 64 for Saturday, May 31st, 2008. The weekly live podcast that talks all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. I'm actually going to let my co-host introduce himself first this week. So,
David, a.k.a. Highway of Life Lewis.
And I am Douglas Bell, the human pincushion.
Human condition.
I'm not kidding. Now, I just wanted to start with this off-topic thing as I felt like it. Next Tuesday, I'm with a school orchestra that's actually going on a 10-day tour of China next week. And that's why I'm not going to be here next week. But interestingly enough, they want us to have a cultural exchange, but they don't want us to have a disease exchange. And this is absolutely crazy, apparently all the things you could get for someone who's grown up in the United States going over to China. So I've had to get 4 shots yesterday.
That's strange. I mean, think about what you could get at in Mexico.
I don't know.
I don't know. Have you been to any Mexico trips lately? Because
no.
My parents have gone quite a few times, and they are let's just put it this way. My mom does not want to vacation in Mexico ever again.
Why is that?
Montezuma's revenge has its revenge on her quite a few more times than she would please.
Okay. Well, between the doctors and the hospitals and the written things and the advice and the shots, and now you have that, David. You're just making me more and more excited to go traveling.
Yes.
So, on that painful note, let's welcome our special guest today. We have Jeff, also known as JK Thinking, from PHPBB Ireland, and he's the co-host of the PHPBB Ireland podcast.
Welcome, Jeff.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's good to be here.
And we're going to be talking with him a bit more about that and some other things once we get through all our usual bits of housekeeping. So, of course, our show is not directly affiliated with the PHPBB teams or phpbb.com or anything like that. And if you'd like to join in on the show, the number is 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. And, of course, there's also our chat room where you can join in and a number of other things on our website, phpbbweekly.net. Also, the show is proudly sponsored by GoToMeeting. If you need to hold an online meeting from your computer, it's a lot more convenient than people having to fly or drive and go over to see what you're trying to show them, especially with the crazy gas prices these days and American Airlines charging $15 just for you to put one single piece of checked luggage on their airplane, which is absolutely ridiculous. Instead, you can hold an online meeting from GoToMeeting.com where everyone will see your computer desktop on their computer screen so it can get more done in less time. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days by going to GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts. Okay. So with all that out of the way, I first noticed PHPBB Ireland podcast. I search every so often for PHPBB on various places. I think I found it on iTunes, actually. I'm always excited to see more places talking about PHPBB, more podcasts. I was excited to see when the official podcast came online. And so apparently, I'm actually going to have Jeff tell us a bit about what the podcast is all about, and why you guys started it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the podcast started back in, well, probably late February, beginning of March. And it's kind of something I just joined PHPBB Ireland at the time. I'd been there about a month and a half, 2 months, and decided that I wanted to try and give back for, you know, Michael, who's the creator of the Stargate portal, and I wanted to give back to him and try and help out the community. So myself and Brett, who I just met at the time too, we decided that we were going to start off a podcast, and he's kind of the one that helped me out. That's how he got involved. Is he has been doing a podcast for about 2 years now of his own, mm-hmm. and so he helped me get in there and start it up. And we just decided that, you know, it's kind of slowly evolving as to what we want to change the direction to, but we wanted to give back to the community, and this is kind of the way we feel that we probably best could help out.
You just launched this podcast a few months ago, back in March 2008, and you've gone 15 episodes so far now. So like, what kind of things have you, and now I know that I've started a couple of podcasts in my day, so I know there's always this period of, you know, trying to find the direction, figure out, you know, what the order of scheme is and how everything works and all that. But like, what kind of stuff has your show started talking about? Like, how has it evolved somewhat?
Well, originally we started out very basic, bland, just kind of, hey, here's, you know, what's going on, because we had just gone to, at the beginning of February, we just released the version 0.3.1 of Stargate Portal. And since then, we've kind of been just talking about the build up towards the Prometheus edition, which is going to be our 0.4.0 release. And just kind of the hype behind that is what we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. We talk about a mod of the week, a theme of the week, as often as we can. Granted, that's slowed down a lot on our end because of the development for Prometheus edition. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a matter of, we've been waiting for that to happen. And we've also had a couple shows where we just have, you know, talked about, when we go and Google PHPBB Ireland or Stargate Portal, we talk about every site that we find that has our software, you know, our version of the portal on there. So
Google's awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I think everybody about does it. You know, Douglas, do you occasionally search your name to see where you've been, basically?
I am like, this is now, okay, let's go off topic again. See, I've been trying to get, oh my man, I just searched my name. Apparently, my website just lost its home page, its first page ranking. At one point, I was like number 3, but the thing that's driving me crazy is that the number 1 pick is someone with my name on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. It's some computer game developer from the 80s. I didn't know what he did. The article doesn't say what he did. The article's been dormant. I think it's ridiculous that it's even there. But because Wikipedia's got such a high ranking on Google, I can't. It's been it stays at number 1. It's driving me crazy.
Yeah, they cheat. I know what you mean.
And apparently now I've slipped down to number 11.
Yeah, you know, Handyman Francis signed the Declaration of Independence. So he's fun to look up because you can't find him. I mean, you would think Francis Lewis would be a unique name, mm-hmm. and it is, but he signed the Declaration of Independence, so you can't find Handyman anywhere. It's funny.
Interesting. Yeah, but at least that has some kind of a historical context. I mean, some computer game developer from England, but okay, let's get back on topic. We can rant and rave about our own personal rankings later. David, you ask a question.
Okay. All right. Well, Jeff, I didn't have a whole lot of time to listen to the podcast, but it certainly sounded unique. And I call him Miklo, but I guess his name would be we would call him Mike. He's been, of course, developing the Stargate portal for a long time, and originally it was the KISS portal. And went on, actually, I think going even further back, it was originally the PHPBB3 portal, and then he wanted a name for it, so he did the KISS portal. And then I don't think he was terribly happy with that. Some months later, I believe it was even almost a year later, he's decided to go with a different name, and so he came up with Stargate, and I think it had something to do with being on Star Trek Guide. He's one of our developers on Star Trek Guide.
Maybe good. Maybe it'd be good if he told us like what the Stargate portal is for those of us who don't know, because I actually didn't know before I found this place.
Oh, actually, yeah, Jeff, why don't you answer that question?
Okay, yeah, basically, Stargate Portal is just basically a build around of the PHP BB3 forms, where you got the PHP BB forms in the middle, and then around it you've got a left side and a right side, and then you've got the header and all that, and it all focuses around that, where it's its own entry page, mm-hmm. where when you go to the site, you enter the main portal .php site itself, or the wherever it links to, and then you click on forms separately, or you can have it directly go to your forms, and then you'll just have the left menu bar where people can browse around the site that way. It all depends on how the specific owner of the sites have them set up, because it's part of the code that's in there, is that you can pick and choose, and you can add up different lines redirect it to wherever you're looking to go.
So now, Jeff, this is something that I'm a little bit curious about, because it changed quite a bit when I was working with him on it, and that was back in the beta stage of PHP BB3.
Oh, so David, you've actually worked on this before?
Well, I worked with him on it. I didn't actually do any specifically coding for it. You know, I went through and said, hey, do this, do that, you might want to change this, use a different concept here, that sort of thing.
You actually got a connection to this, and I just happened to find
out. originally, yes, but it's changed so much, I'm not sure if he's even using the same code by now.
That happens.
But, Jeff, I'm curious now, because I haven't looked at it in quite a while, is it like a pre-mod, or can you install it on a PHP BB3 installation?
We actually have two different versions of the file. We have a pre-modded version, which has everything pretty much done for you, where it takes 5 minutes or less to install both PHP BB3 as well as the Stargate portal, and it's kind of all chunked together for you, make it nice and simple. And then we have the version that you add to your current existing PHP BB3 install, and that one takes between 45 minutes and an hour just for the basic install. And then obviously whatever mods you have that you have to get working and all that, again, is going to be a little different depending on the functionality behind them still.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's the two different options. Those are the most popular. I'd say that the pre-mods like are number two. So the regular, just normal install is actually the most popular currently.
Mm-hmm. See, when we had actually installed that on Star Trek Guide, or tried to anyway, and at that particular point, he had only the pre-mod, and then he created a quick script to be able to install it onto an existing PHP BB3 installation. The only problem was, he used default module IDs in hard-coded into the installation. So if you had changed your modules, installed other modules, you were going to have a problem, and we did. So we weren't able to actually get it running on Star Trek Guide, mostly because I didn't want to spend more than a couple hours trying to get it installed. So we're still without a portal now. But we had actually tried to install it and had some problems then. But I think that was quite a while back, so we went, okay, here's the bugs with trying to install it on a basically modified board. So hopefully he's gotten some of those things fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, it's quite a bit better than, it sounds like it used to be. Obviously, the people that have, Googles and Googles of mods already installed are going to still have issues.
Googles?
Because we can't think of everything in the book.
That's a big number.
Huh?
That's a Google's is a big number.
Oh yeah. I know people out there that just have thousands of mods installed because they've
thousands is different from Google's. I mean, Google's is 10^100.
Okay, I'll switch it up to 1,000.
maybe
hundreds.
Come on. I mean, there's. I'm serious. There are. That's a Google is more than a number of atoms that are in a gram of gold. There's fewer than a Google atoms in a gram of gold. That's how big a Google is.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. We'll go with hundreds.
It kind of caught me by surprise there. Google. I don't hear any people say that very much.
I like to throw out the word Google every once in a while. So.
Free advertising for them.
Yes, and they don't give us anything back, darn.
Yeah, whatever.
Paid drinking, so you get back. Oh, well.
There you go. Oh, Tim L. in the chat room said Yahoo is better.
Oh, dear. We're going to get into
okay.
I've heard of
well, you know there are basically there are five world powers right now. You have the main world power of the U.S., and then you have Microsoft, and then you have Google, and then you have China and India.
Okay. Hold on.
It's true, right. Yes.
apparently, I've heard of web browser wars, but I didn't know there were search engine wars.
Yes.
Except when Microsoft is concerned.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually found this interesting because when I first saw, PHPBB Ireland podcast, I actually had – first of all, I had not heard of PHPBB Ireland before, and so I thought that this was like a podcast. I actually thought, and maybe it is true, that PHPBB Ireland was like the local Irish support site for PHPBB, like one of those international support sites. But then I come on here, and like the whole thing is Stargate Portal. And on your podcast, a lot of what you talk about is your Stargate Portal, and so. I'd be curious to know how when on your show, I listened to your latest episode number 15 this morning. How much time do you spend like talking about Stargate Portal versus PHPBB versus other random stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with either of those two?
Right now, it's probably more random stuff that has nothing to do with either of those two,
mm-hmm.
as the fact that we're waiting for Prometheus Edition to publicly launch. And then once that happens, then we'll obviously jump back into where we're talking about Stargate Portal, Prometheus Edition, like 90% of our show, and where we're not talking about all the random stuff as much. Some of our more earlier episodes, you'll notice that we talk about it a lot more.
Yeah, so as I was wondering, because you were talking about Firefox 3 RC1 and then Adobe Beta Previews, and then you did this whole thing with, sponsored by the letter T and the number 2.
Yeah, that was our most recent kind of plug to try and make it a little bit more interesting in the meantime as we're having random letters and numbers sponsor our shows. So
a little Sesame Street there?
Yeah, pretty much. Listening to a little Sesame Street and decided, hey, it sounds like a good idea.
I don't care how I will never be too old to sing. C is for cookie.
Hey,
well,
that was...
Yeah. Well, it's certainly it was a bit surprising to me because I didn't know how big that user base was. But it's I know that PHPBB Ireland, he's had that site forever, and certainly he does not use it as the official Ireland support site, which is kind of it's kind of goes against the grain a little bit. So you kind of go, huh? But yet he uses it primarily for Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. On PHPBB Island is about Stargate Portal and the development of Stargate. And, he was smart. Unlike myself, who, we're like, I'll make every mod everybody wants. That's what I'm thinking in the beginning. Like, I'll just start making all these mods. And then after a while, it's like, yeah, there's so much time that it takes to support
mm-hmm.
each of the mods, and then you still have to develop, and then once you're invited to the mod team, your life goes away anyways.
Yeah.
It disappears. And then still trying to continue and support those mods and develop new mods or continue to develop those in-development mods that you're still supporting is quite a bit of time, whereas Mikolo was smart.
Yeah, see, I think
– you call him Mike. But he just took one project and stuck with it and has stuck with that development since beta 1 of PHBBB 3.
Mm-hmm. Even, quite frankly, I think, you know, with – oh, if you're in developing a website, I mean, it's different from, like, making a painting. When you make the painting, once you're finished making the painting is done and that's it. But, like when you try to do a website, you got to keep updating it. You got to keep it fresh. You got to keep it going, or otherwise it just starts to rot away. So you can't really do a gazillion websites for one person, because mm-hmm. you could do a gazillion paintings because the paintings just stay there, but the websites it's very different. So yeah, every project requires a continual amount of time and support.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good tip for board owners. One of the things that they like to do, of course, that we've seen is they'll start multiple sites, or they'll start one site and put and I've seen a couple of PHPBB 3 installations in the last couple of weeks where you have several hundred forums. So they'll start a brand new board and they'll mm-hmm. put several hundred forums on there, and you're like, you got a lot of posting to do to make that thing look busy.
Yes. And interestingly enough, because we had Patrick on recently, he talked about that mentioned that in his book. You know, don't have lots and lots of forums. Start with a few forums, then grow as needed. You don't want to have subforums of subforums of subforums, unless you're doing like a testing board in which you're demonstrating subforums. In which case, that's kind of cool. But otherwise, it's kind of pointless.
I think this one guy asked to. Why the forums slowed down so much when he put 20,000 forums on PHP 3. He wondered why it was slow. We're like, do you realize, you know, 20,000 forums, you're having to grab permissions for all of them, mm-hmm. moderators, mm-hmm. and then just list. I mean, 20,000 rows, that's a lot. Of course it's going to be slow. So
doesn't it take a while to, you know, set up 20,000 forums?
Yes, it does. And I think he was looking for an automated way to do that. But yeah, 20,000 forums. I mean, can you imagine?
No.
I mean, it's got to take 5 minutes per forum, and then, you know, multiply that by 20,000. That's quite a while.
That's, I don't know. Yeah. So. I'm just going to keep jumping between the podcast and the Stargate portal, but I was going to ask, because this is actually the first portal I've personally seen for PHPBB3, and I'm sure there's others out there. Obviously, Joomla and PHPBB are working on something, and we've been talking about that quite a bit. But I remember when I was working with PHPBB2 back in the day, and there were like a whole bunch of portals for PHPBB2. For a while, the teams were working on their own PHPBB portal project, which they later abandoned. But I'd be curious, like, to know, are there any significant differences between this portal and some of the other PHPBB-based portals that have been out there?
I was going to say, as far as the other ones go, I only ran across one other one in my actual search defining PHPBB Ireland. I don't remember the name of it for the life of me anymore. Because it wasn't that good. I tried it, and that's probably the reason I forgot the name, is I don't want to give them bad cred. But, yeah, there's only one other one that I actually found when searching for it, and PHPBB Ireland just seemed like it was the biggest form and the biggest user base out of the two that I had found, and it also seemed like they're more actively developing it, and so I'm definitely glad I jumped over here. You know, there might be a couple more out there, but definitely, like you said, it's nothing like when it was PHPBB2, where there was, you know, hundreds of them that you could, well, maybe a couple dozen easily that you could find by Googling it. Whereas with PHPBB3 portals, if you Google it, you're not going to get much out of it.
Looking at PHPBBHacks.com, because they've got a category of portals, and they've got six portals for PHPBB2 and three for PHPBB3. And
I can tell you.
And Stargate's not on there either, so.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I know of six. As there's a couple of really nice ones, some simple ones. I always like simple. I kind of default to simple, but certainly there's something to be said for more advanced mods and advanced portals. But you know, certainly I should put it this way: all the mods that I'm making right now are meant to be advanced. you know, the PayPal donation mod is like, there is another mod out there that will basically put a PayPal donation button on there. But the PayPal donation mod that I'm making is going to do so much more than that. And certainly that's the way that Stargate operates as well, is it's not just a front end or a front page, a front landing page to land on. And it's not just a page that lists announcements and topics. You know, so it's more than just a simple portal. And but there's many different portals out there, and there's quite a few of them that are I can't say I really looked at the code of those different ones, and there are some nice ones out there, some ones where you can, for example, drag and drop the blocks to position with them where you want them to be on the portal, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, it just kind of gives you an example. But there are six that I know of for PHPBB3, and that's quite a few. But Stargate Portal is probably it and one other portal are probably the two oldest portals for PHPBB3.
Mm-hmm. See, I find it interesting with portals because I think whether you're doing it with a full-blown CMS or doing something else, it's kind of hard because you really have to be able, when you have both a portal and a forum or whatever you do for like a CMS main page, you kind of really have to be able to produce good content in each, you know, not just in the forums, but also on whatever you're putting on your homepage if you're doing something like that. And that takes a lot of effort and a lot of energy. And so that's why I never quite got around to embracing portals or for embracing forums when I have, you know, if I have a blog or things like that, I don't spend a lot of time wanting to deal with a forum. Like we have a blog for phpbbweekly.net, and I did not want to have to set up a whole full-blown forum. And so that's why I made the proposal to David, hey, how about we just have one single forum on Star Trek Guide for phpbbweekly? And that'll just be so much easier for me rather than having to set up a whole nother forum site with trying to get new people to register and fill a bunch of different forms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really how much effort are you willing to put out there? And I was not willing to put out enough effort to start up like a whole separate PHPBB weekly bulletin board, as an example. Mm-hmm. And portals, I think, require a bit more commitment, you know, to be able to put good content in both places.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing about portals is that, and this is why we've kind of had a debate on Star Trek Guide with the staff is, you know, if we should have a portal or if we should not, is basically a portal. Well, let me put it this way. The landing page, for example, the Star Trek Guide, it lands you right in the forum, the index of the forum.
Yeah.
A portal page is not landing you right directly in the forum. It's landing you on a page that displays a lot of different types of information, whereas a forum landing page is going to probably get you right into the communication a little quicker, whereas the portal is going to give you more of a summary of what's going on in the entire site. And so the debate was, you know, what is going to encourage participation? Landing them directly on the forum and getting them reading topics right away, or landing them on a portal page where they can read announcements, you know, recent topics, popular topics, you know, that sort of thing. You know, so it's still kind of up for debate. We still haven't really decided on what we're going to do because of that. But that's, you know, the portal will certainly change the way a forum operates by default. And, you know, for some sites it can be a good thing. For other sites it can be a bad thing. It really just is a decision that the site administrators would have to make when installing a portal or thinking of installing a portal. But
I think it's great that we're talking about this because there are a lot of people that think about, you know, should I have a portal for my PHPBB? And while PHPBB doesn't support any of them, there are a lot of people that consider, should I do this, should I not? When I was starting back in the day, when I was young and naive and wanted to put a forum together, I was thinking, no, a portal looks cool, maybe I should do it, but then, you know, things like that. But I personally think, you know, speaking of Star Trek Guide, as it stands right now, it's mostly a discussion forum. It's about pretty much what it is. And so if you were to add a portal, that would require you to be adding an additional component that's a brand new component to Star Trek Guide that is not currently there. So it could be done, but it would require new effort. would require essentially you to add something on to what already is there. And if you were just adding a portal for the sake of adding a portal, it would not work.
Right. You would have to certainly have a reason, but you know, adding something is not really that big of a deal. I mean, we're developing, for example, a mod manager, or the mod development manager, I should say, and you know, that's going to be bigger than any portal that we can possibly install. So I mean, as far as putting the work into actually adding it is not a big deal. It's just that the thing with portals is that they do change the way your forum operates, how visitors come to the board and then browse around your site. Because, you know, if they just type in StarTrekGuide.com, it's a list of the forums. They can go to a forum and then view the topics in it. If they go to, for example, phppbireland.com, then you're at the welcome page. And in a way, this is different than like landing on phppbb.com. In a way that, you know, the phppbb.com is more of a site. It's not a portal. Mm. When you land on it, it's, you know, it's the main page. It gives you a summary a little bit. It shows you a few announcements. That's not really a portal, though. But that's an integrated site.
But it also kind of depends, like, what's the main attraction? I mean, someone going to StarTrekGuide.com is probably going to be wanting to go there to chat in the forums. Someone going to phppbb.com, on the other hand, is probably going there to download phppbb or at least find out what it's all about. The community, right. Discussion community is not the main attraction.
Right. And you're right, and it certainly does depend on how a site is associated, you know, how, you know, what its aim is. You know, if its aim is mainly a forum, then it's going to operate a little bit differently. Where the Starter Guide is mainly aimed as a forum, so it's operating that way. But if you have a site, usually people will, you know, usually PHPPB3 is an add, it's an addition, it's a module that they install on their site to be able to, you know, if they have a site and they want a community, that's where they would install PHPPB3. The portal would be like, if you have sort of a mixture of the two, not really a site, but, you know, your main focus is the forum, then you might install a portal to summarize that information into one page where everybody can see it at one time.
Let's let Jeff pipe in here.
I was going to say, that's all right. I'm just listening to what you guys are talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Stargate Portal, like I said, or like you guys said, it takes you directly to the welcome announcements, news, all that. There is ways to change that. Kind of like we talked about earlier, is that you can make it where it goes directly to the form if that's more your focus, but where it'll still have the left menus, which would be like your site navigator, your sub menu, your recent topics. And keep in mind, those are all customizable as to where they go. Mm-hmm. With Prometheus Edition, like you talked about a little bit earlier, David, is Prometheus Edition will have the movable blocks again. The reason that they were initially taken out is because of the coding behind them and some errors that were coming up. Is they, you know, they just decided on the 0.3.1 to say, hey, you know, that obviously didn't work. It's doing something that shouldn't. So they pulled that back out. And in Prometheus Edition, it's going to be an actual function where you can go at the top of your login next to like user control, and you can click manage the blocks, and you can move them around to where you want, and then you lock them in place, and then it's more of a cookie-based, where if you clear your cookies, they go back to the default. So the
users can basically move them around.
Correct, yeah. That'll be with Prometheus Edition. The administrator can have the default option of how they want them to look as to for every new member. And then they can also, I believe, will have the option to turn them on and off as to whether the users can turn them on, you know, if they can move them or not. And then if the users do move them, it's all based off of the cookies, is to, you know, if you don't delete your, you know, your phppbireland.com cookie, then the blocks will stay in there. For example, like in the development site, I deleted my cookies a couple days ago, and so now I got to rearrange all my blocks when I'm looking at the development area. It's a lot different, but it's, like I said, it's really simple. It's just it's a button called a range block, and you go in there, and then you can move them around accordingly. You can keep them if you don't want like the navigator and the sub menus full. You can shrink them down to where they're automatically closed. So there's a lot of different options.
I wonder. I'm actually an administrator on the development site, and I periodically get activation emails, but I don't remember what the address is at the moment. But I should go look at it because I did notice that the development site at this point is quite a bit different than the actual PHPBIreland.com site, because the I imagine the Ireland.com site is it's running more stable code, whereas in development site would be like the Area 51 of PHPBB.com.
Yes.
Correct, yeah. And it's the phpbbireland.com/portal will get you to the development site.
I see. There. Look at that. Two activation emails today.
Yeah, I get them on my phone all the time, and it drives me nuts, but that's all right.
But yeah, I think we're kind of touching on something there that, you know, whether or not to use a portal, I think it's kind of similar a lot with, you know, a tip that I like to share for any site. Anyone who's developing any kind of website, PHPBB or not, is that you really have to anticipate put yourself in the shoes of the average visitor. What are they looking for, and what's the best way that you can make it so that they can easily find what they're looking for? And for the longest time, for those who may recall, on our website for PHPBB Weekly, the homepage that I had up there was a whole bunch of text about the show and information and the next episode and how you can join. But last December, when I made changes to the whole layout, because I thought, just figured out that people that are going to our site, the thing they're looking for are the released episodes of the podcast. And so rearranging the site so that the main thing that shows up now is the blog with the latest episodes. And then shoving all that text information to about pages and other pages like that, I think that's really helped to freshen up the site and make it much more relevant for someone who's actually coming to look at the site. Because the chances are they want to check out our episodes and see, you know, what we've produced before they start to, you know, get into listening live and things like that.
Well, right, and even, you know, originally you had it so that it showed you the About PHPBB Weekly, and then at the very bottom you had the next episode text, and now that's changed so that the next episode, is at the top.
It's much more prominent.
Right, it's much more prominent, and also the About is moved off to the right, so that information is still there, but now you're presenting the blog role to the user as the main content that they're looking at when they view the site, which is certainly very good, and that... You know, again, how a site owner formats their site is really dependent on the demographic that they are expecting their viewers to be. And, you know, it's also dependent on, you know, it's, you have to put yourself in the shoes because, the demographic of Star Trek Guide is going to be a lot different than the demographic of a different site. You know, I can't say that it would be it's really not that different from the PHPBB demographic, so we're fairly much like that. But you might have some demographic that's interested in something else, and so the way you present your information has to be different. You know, not all sites can be alike. Otherwise, they would be. If everybody was the same, all sites would pretty much be the same format.
You know, I develop one or two websites for local PTA groups that I work with, and something that I learned through there, and especially with them, because, you know, these are not the most tech-savvy people, you know, in the world. So when I put the site together, I always like to advise, get somebody who has never seen the site you're working on before. Give them the link to, like, wherever you're developing the site on before it goes live, and just watch them try to browse the site. If they can find their way around the site without you having to show them where to find things, then you've done your job correctly. Because pretty much every site will have a different organization, a different sort of scheme, ways to find things. And those sites are not going to come with a user manual. You find this here, you find this here. It should be self-explanatory. And if it's not self-explanatory, then you've not done your job correctly.
Yeah. Jeff, do you have any comments on that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's got to be something that, you know, anybody can just jump into and get around with. And that's, at least with the portal and that, that's definitely what we like about it, is it's got the site navigator, for the most part, in the upper left-hand corner, and there's your links. And whatever you need to go to, like at PHPBB Ireland, you've got direct links to the portal, the forums, the chat, the podcasts, as well as, like, you know, if we get a photo album up and running, the calendar, all that stuff. So, yeah, definitely, you know, right there in front of your face.
So, jumping back to your podcast, so what I guess would be, what is your goal? Like, what are you trying to accomplish with this podcast? Are you is it going to be like more of a focus on Stargate Portal PHPBB Ireland news? Is it more of a focus on PHPBB news in general? Or like, what are you guys like trying to accomplish with the PHPBB Ireland podcast?
Our ultimate goal is to just basically be out there to inform users about the Prometheus edition when it's available. Once that's ready, that's going to be our main focus. Right now, we're just kind of throwing in filler content with the, you know, the mods of the week, the themes of the week. We have, like you were talking about with the Adobe, that was our, what was it, our tech tip of the week. And then we've got member sites of the week, stuff like that. We're just throwing out a bunch of, you know.
So it's also kind of like a techie type of podcast, just a little bit more general technology too.
Correct. Yeah, we try and throw that out there. A lot of our tech tips and our different hardware of the week and whatever you want to call it is that stuff that's going to help you in your development of a site or to, you know, help you advertise or anything to that effect.
Mm-hmm. And also, you guys are apparently just finishing up a podcast listener survey similar to the one we did a few weeks ago.
Correct. I was going to say, we had Patrick O'Keefe on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing the book giveaway.
He's awesome.
Definitely.
He'll just give you a book. You know, if you've got any kind of prestige, he'll give you a book. No, it's not that easy. Don't go emailing him for books, because then he will.
I was going to say, he's going to kill you for that.
Yeah. No, it's not that easy. But yeah. So, and that, when does that end again?
That actually ends today, and it ended at noon GMT time, which was about 6 hours ago.
Oh.
The last check, we didn't have a ton of responses, so I'm just kind of leaving it open right now.
Okay.
Till the end of the day, give or take.
If you're listening live, you guys, and you did not win our copy of the book, you still have a chance. And go enter right now, and you could still get a chance to win the book.
So, you know, yeah. Douglas, I forgot. Last week, I promised Sithnar that I would mention his name on the podcast, because apparently the first place. Well, tell us about that a little bit. You give the story.
I had a rule that you have to. Remember, we did the drawing. Let me start over. We did the drawing of our winners 3 weeks ago when we had Patrick O'Keefe on the show. And there was a rule that you had to respond to my email within a week, because otherwise I would have to assume that the email address you supplied was invalid. So our first place winner, the one who won the copy of our book, actually did not win, did actually not respond. So I decided to defer over to Sithnar. For a couple of reasons. First of all, he was our fourth place winner, which means all he won was the couple of stickers, you know, which is not very much. And we had also been unsure about whether to draw the first prize first or the fourth prize first. I had wanted to draw the first prize first. You had wanted to draw the fourth prize first. We ended up going with you. And so if we had done the first prize first, then Sithnar would have won, blah, 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 blah. So and so I decided that Sithnar gets to win the copy of the book Managing Online Forums. And also, to those of you that have won, I promise they will be going in the mail this weekend. I've been a little bit behind schedule, but I promise they'll be going in the mail this weekend.
That'll be good, because you're leaving in like 3 days, right?
Exactly. I'm leaving on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I actually need to put my itinerary up on my blog. But yeah, so that's one of my goals.
I hope you don't get too busy to send me at least the file, the GarageBand file for editing the podcast.
I promise you, I better do that. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Jeff, any last words you'd like to say about PHPBB Ireland or your podcast or anything else?
Any last words?
Any last words before I get executed?
If anyone in the chat room has a question for Jeff, this is also your last chance to type the question, and we will fire it at him as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alrighty. I guess while I'm waiting for a question from the chat room,
there probably won't be.
Yeah, either. Just
who cares?
That's right. Check us out. If you have any questions, we do have our email address posted on both PHPBB Ireland as well as the JKTpodcast.com. So you can definitely get a hold of us. There's a lot of our members that are on there just to help out others. Por Favor is on there almost all the time, it seems like, and he's always there to answer questions. And so we have a very active community of questioners that even if you just come and join the site to download the software, and then if you have no questions, great, you know, that's fine. You're still a registered member if you get any questions in the future. And if you need to come back and get some help, or if you have, you know, some sort of installation problems where you have a million questions, we're there to help. So just stop by and we're more than willing to help you out.
There was a question posted by Brandon05 in the chat room. Is PHPBB Ireland for just people who live in Ireland?
And the answer is no.
Yeah, that would be no.
Yeah. One thing that I think might be a little bit confusing to people is the PHPBBIreland.com, you know, the domain name. Well, the thing about that is that Michelo is from Ireland. That's where he lives. So that's really just the only reason that that is the domain name. You know, you're imagining it might be StargatePortal.com or something like that. But PHPBB Ireland is not just for people from Ireland. It is primarily an English site. And
it'd be like us saying PHPBB Weekly is just for people in the United States.
Right. Yeah. Well,
just because we're all from the U.S.
Well, it would be like phpbbusa.com, you know, something like that. Yeah.
It's the internet. Doesn't even if it is just for people who live in Ireland, anyone can still listen.
Yeah, I know. But
as long as you understand English, you're good to go.
You don't go to phpbbchina.com and tell me you would like to go reading the stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, you have to kind of understand the text, but it's open to anybody who wants to.
Yeah, correct. Ireland is still English, but yeah.
I was going to say, we've got support in – I'm pulling up the different languages here. We've got English, French, German, Italian, Spanish, Dutch, Russian, and Swedish. We have support forms for all those. We have members on our site that are specifically for translation teams that work on getting everything translated to those specific languages. Those are the ones we currently look at. You know, obviously French, German, Spanish, and Swedish are kind of our big ones right now.
The German translator?
Correct. Por Favor does most of the German translating. Couple other guys that help him out.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny about that is that his username indicates that he's Spanish. Por Favor is a Spanish word, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Not Spanish.
I recognize quite a few of the translators on there. They're known throughout the mod community as translators. So many of us mod authors will contact them when we want something translated or a mod translated into a specific language.
Yeah,
certainly that's good.
So
Douglas, before we move on to the mod style of the week,
I'm just going to finish up with say one more thing. Okay. We should mention, because I don't think they remember to, Jeff's co-host Brett was also going to join us today, but apparently there was some kind of like network outage in Australia, because Brett hails from Australia, and so he'll be offline for the next few days, so he wasn't able to join us. However, I think if you stick around, keep an eye on their podcast, sometime in the next month or two, maybe three, David and I think are going to be joining them on their podcast too, so we're just doing a little bit of a guest exchange here, so
definitely.
And it was always great to have another PHPBB podcast join the podcast ecosphere or whatever you call it. And if only David could get the official podcast going again, that would be great.
This one's been so much fun. I almost really just don't have motivation to get the other one up. Apparently, don't you know?
I got you first. Remember, I got you first.
Yes, you did.
I got you, and you joined, and then like 2 weeks after you got on this show, you joined the mod team. So, interesting chain of events.
You got me just in the nick of time, but
yes, perfect.
You're
up.
All right, moving on. Before we get to the mod style of the week, giving a Linux tag update. Okay. I'm gonna have what?
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to have Douglas post a link to the topic on phpbb.com. That's the Birdie Joins PHPBB and Joomla Buddies at Linux Tag Berlin. Birdiezilla has been giving daily updates to the Linux Tag event, and they are showing pictures in there of the various PHPBB members
now,
that have shown up.
Are you able to tell? Let's see. Looks like it is Philippe. Birdie.
Philippe is from phpbb.de, which is the German
support site. So he's the local guy.
Frank is also – well, yeah. There's a couple guys. Philippe and Frank are both there.
Okay, I'm looking at the second picture here. Birdie's there, obviously. Nils, that's Nils in the middle there.
Nils is the tallest PHPBB team member.
Okay.
So whenever you look at that photos containing PHPBB team members, whoever is the tallest, that one is Nils.
Okay, so if you're going to London Invasion, take notes. You'll need this. And that's John. Is that John Stanley?
Yeah, Jonathan Stanley.
John's back. Hi, John.
Yeah, SHS. Yeah, he's been there.
Did he bring the birdies with him?
He did bring brought a lot of birdies with him, and I think Birdiezilla talks a little bit about that. Birdiezilla likes to hang around Jonathan, I think.
Yeah. Are you gonna? Yeah. And there's the box of gummy birdies. Are there any gummy birdies? Could you tell them to send a few to me?
I think there's a few team members who have requests on some gummy birdies. We'll see if they have any left.
Okay.
And I'll see what I can do. Okay.
Team members gotta get first dibs.
Yeah, Merrick is there. He's better known as APTX on the development team.
Mm-hmm.
Ingo from also – so there's Frank, Philippe, and Ingo from the German team, from the German phpbb.de team.
I'm looking down here now.
And, of course, Ashley,
Neothermic. Yes.
He flew out. And I thought Bantu was going to be there a day and maybe Paul – but I don't know if either of them made it. I don't know yet.
Now, apparently I've got a leaflet here for Linux Tag, and it looks remarkably like the phpbb.com website.
Mm-hmm.
Who designed that?
Who designed the leaflet?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly who designed the leaflet. The big poster that you see on the side of the wall, that was designed by Dominic, DHN.
Mm-hmm.
The site that you're looking at in the first picture – oh, no, the first two pictures, if you zoom in real close to the laptop, that's actually Star Trek Guide on there.
Really?
Yeah, we're using them as – they're using it actually as a demo. So it's not the live Star Trek Guide, but it's the localhost Star Trek Guide installation using as a demo. They wanted a installation that was – that had quite a few posts
in
on
live
it.
Live forum. Now, you said that they're doing like a demo of Joomla connected to PHPBB?
Yeah, look at the second computer, the one to the right.
I'm actually looking at the one that Birdie's hanging over.
Oh, no. The one to the right is Joomla. That laptop has a PHPBB Joomla bridge installed on it. I believe that's that should be the rock bridge.
And the one on the left is just regular PHPBB with Star Trek Guide content on it?
No, okay, so let me back up a little bit. The computer on the right is the Joomla computer.
Yes.
That's theirs.
Woo-hoo.
The one on the left, that's the Dell laptop, the laptop that Dell provided for the PHPBB teams for this particular event.
Oh, wow.
That has you can see in the first two pictures, there's the demo PHPBB installation on there, and then in the next pictures, you see phpbb.com, and then the Joomla bridge in the third post by Birdiezilla.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding the laptop, and that shows the bridge for Joomla at PHPBB. So, and that's pretty much all I know about that. We will have some at least a couple of the members who were at Linux Tag next week on PHPBB Weekly. I don't know who all we will be able to get on there. I was hoping to get Nils because he's been primarily in charge of setting up or getting everything together for the event.
If you get John on when I'm not here, I will be jealous.
I will call John and ask him if he can join us then.
And I will be jealous.
Yes, I know you like to be there whenever I have.
Well, John in particular, I mean, come on, he's the birdie master. He's the one I could, you know. Never mind.
I'll tell you what. Let's see. While I'm in, Joomla Day June.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might still be able to get a straggler. You might be able to get Nils or something on.
Could you get perhaps these guys to PDF some of these handouts that they had from Linux Tag? I'd be curious to see what they're promoting out there.
Yeah, let's see what we can do.
They may not want to do it, but I'd be curious if they could do that PDF.
I have to say it that has got to be designed by Dominic. When I'm looking at the leaflet, it's got to be designed by Dominic. I don't know who it's designed by, but that's what it looks like.
Oh, someone was noticing these guys are all wearing a little PHPBB. Are those polo shirts?
Yeah.
PHPBB polo shirts.
Yeah, I don't know who got them for them, but yeah, they all have the PHPBB shirts, and it's kind of nice to see a good number of the PHPBB team members and even the PHPBB German team members were able to show up, and that was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So we look forward to interviewing some of them and having them talk about some of the things that they saw at the event and experienced there, because that was there was an event canceled in London that a few PHPB and Joomla team members met at.
Oh yeah,
and
that was
pictures.
That was like last fall.
Yeah, and this is probably a little bit bigger meeting of PHPBB team members.
There's some kind of Web 2.0 expo that happens in San Francisco every spring. Maybe next spring you guys should maybe see if you can come over. Mm-hmm. I'm over here to Moscone. I'll take you guys all out to Jeffrey's Hamburgers. I don't stop saying that.
Yeah, so, but we look forward to having them on the show and talking about Linux Tag, because certainly from the pictures, it looks like a neat event. And from Bertie's descriptions, Bertiezilla,
yes,
his descriptions.
You're doing that next week while I am actually, I will be asleep because China's 12 hours ahead of Eastern time. So it'll be midnight next week when you're doing that for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be asleep. So did Bertiezilla end up crashing the convention center over there?
I don't know. I think Bertiezilla is taking the pictures of Bertie walking around.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
But everybody who's waiting on a Pro Silver Bertie,
yes,
the new PHPBB3 Bertie, they can get, if they look at Bertie is in all of the pictures. I don't think there is a single picture where Bertie is not in it. So you could get an idea of what your Bertie will look like if you have not received your Bertie yet.
Uh-huh.
And those birdies should be on the way. In fact, if you look at the who bought the birdies, I can't remember the topic name. It's in general discussion. Who purchased the PHPBB3 birdie, something like that. But anyway, if you look in there, there should be some updates as to when who ordered Birdie Bear 3.0. There should be an update in there in the page 9 or 10 showing some people who are getting their birdies or are getting their birdies pretty soon. So those should be coming fairly quickly. Can't wait to get mine.
Okay. And so we're just talking about all about events here. So next week you're going to talk with these guys that were hanging out over in Berlin about Linux Tag. Then in 2 weeks, June 14th, and we were discussing this sort of speculation last week, and now you confirmed it, you're going to be going to Joomla Day Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Handyman and I are both going. At least we plan on it right now, barring any unforeseen circumstances. But we want to try and make it there and see some of the Joomla team members. Particularly interested in meeting Brad Baker, who we've been in communication with, is another core developer. Or actually, no, he's Brad Baker is more the administrator for Joomla.org.
Yeah.
But we should enjoy that, and we'll see about look for an announcement on phbbweekly.net and also on the phbbb weekly forum on StarTrekGuide.com.
We're going to settle this actually right after the show, but mm-hmm. we're going to move up the time that we do phbbb weekly. So I'm going to be starting out the show, and David will probably be calling in. Probably we're going to try to do it around his lunch break, so that he can sort of give us an update of what's going on there. He might be able to snag a few people to say hi to us from Joomla Day. But we'll be adjusting the time on that, and so I'll be doing that on TalkShoe, and of course David will be able to remind you about that next week.
Yeah, certainly that'll be good because the Joomla Day starts at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific.
Yeah, which is when we normally start this show. So.
Yeah, exactly. So
you to get a lunch break and to be able to actually talk to us. Because what would be the point of you going to Joomla Day if I have to pull you away from half of it? So.
Yeah,
and exactly. You're going to try to do a little bit of PR too for us. That'd be cool. So yeah,
why not?
And then after that, it'll be a month left till London Invasion, and that's getting exciting.
Yeah, that'll kind of be our prep for London Invasion in a way, at least for Handyman and myself.
It looks like there was actually someone from PHPBB Ireland going to London Invasion, from what it looked like.
Yeah, Michelo, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to London Invasion. I just noticed that, so
yeah.
Looking forward to meeting him there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
Jeff's wishing he could go. are you going?
Yeah, I got. I really need to get the PHPBB teams to post the.
David, you interrupted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just saying I wasn't going, but I wish I was. So.
Too bad. So do I. We need free airplane tickets or something.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. I'm going to try and see if we can get the topic list posted for London Invasion.
The schedule.
As we'll have a special guest. It'll be really – well, everybody's going to be special guests there, the PHPBB team members, but we'll have a really special guest.
Are you talking about our show there, or are you talking about –
No. I'm talking about at London Invasion.
Okay.
There will be somebody there giving a presentation, which we're really excited about.
Jimmy Carter?
I'm not going to say what it is until we actually post it publicly.
The Dalai Lama?
Nice try. No.
Barack Obama?
That would not be special. That would not be special.
Why not?
Okay,
it better not be John McCain.
It's not.
Well,
that would be interesting but weird.
Well,
interesting but weird. Yeah, actually, we have one more quick announcement to make.
Oh dear.
Would like to welcome our McGurr 83 and Brainy to the moderator team. I needed to know his real name. I think it's Rick. Or no, not Rick.
And when you say we, you mean you, because you're the guy in the team.
Yes. Brainy and Armic Gurr 83 were just invited to the moderator team this past week. Mm-hmm. Richard, that's his name.
I think we're that's what the R is for. To move on. Yeah, okay.
So a special welcome to those two guys for joining the moderator team.
Let's move on now to the mod and style of the week. Okay, this mod of the week, this is something I used to always appreciate very much for PHPBB2. And now this is a PHPBB3 version of it. It's called FAQ Manager by XReaction. And this is probably a very common thing. PHPBB comes with an FAQ, frequently asked questions, or answered questions, whatever you want to call it. However, it's very generic and general, and PHPBB3's is better in that it doesn't mention PHPBB everywhere, so it's a little bit more appropriate than the PHPBB2's was. But still, there are a lot of people who like to be able to customize the FAQ to be more specific to their own site, or else people who have installed mods that add new features. They want to be able to add FAQ questions to address those features. So FAQ Manager is an admin control panel module that allows you to edit the contents of the FAQ on your site. And that's pretty much all it does. But it's a great way to, you know, customize your form a bit more and make it a little bit more relevant to your own purposes. And so I've always gone ahead and edited FAQs and all the boards I've ever had. Of course, they're all PHP-PB2 boards, but you get the idea. So,
yeah.
FAQ.
Well, I think there's quite a few sites, especially if you get a little bit bigger, you want to add an FAQ in there because there will always be FAQs particularly pertaining to your specific site, not just the general board operations, you know, how do I log in and whatnot. So, you know, it is certainly nice to be able to edit the frequently asked questions.
Or if you've made any mods, like, for example, Star Trek Guide, if people have problems with your chat box, you could put them questions saying,
right,
like, why aren't the smileys loading on the Star Trek Guide chat box? Well, that's a bug that happens when you don't have /community in the URL.
Slap handy man. That's what you do when there's exactly. a bug in it. Slap handy.
I slapper for him. See, that problem is annoying.
It only happens on the main index page. When you go to the actual forum, the community, then that bug is not there.
Okay. Sky Blue. It's not the name of an airline. It is the name of the style of the week this week for PHP BB3. It is written by Alex, and it's a fairly sort of a simple professional type forum, but it's got a nice sort of darker shade of blue. It's a nice simple background, and interestingly enough, the background is quite similar to our own phpbbweekly.net background with the sort of horizontal stripes. I just noticed that. It's based on ProSilver, which means David loves it, naturally. And it's kind of cool how he's done it so that, you know, the bar with the links, like the search and members and the login, it's been unified with the header.
The other thing is that, you know, the rounded corners have been taken out, so everything's square, but it looks nice that the way everything is sort of the shaded. It's got this shaded look to it, and it's kind of nice. It resembles ProSilver pretty closely because of the shades of color.
But in some ways, it's a little nicer than ProSilver. The default ProSilver kind of has this very bright, light blue, and this is kind of a little bit easier on the eyes, I think.
Yeah, this has a little bit duller of a blue, which makes it, in a way, a little bit easier to look at.
And it's much
of course, everybody has their personal preference, but
yeah, it's a much cleaner, a bit more professional style than the one we did last week, for example. There's fun styles and there's clean styles, and we try to represent a good variety of them. So
yeah, whether they're unique or we like them or not.
No, I like it. I like it. Don't say that. I like this.
I do. I love the site. I love the style. I'm just talking about the one last week. It's not like we particularly liked it, but we still featured it.
I thought it was cool.
It was unique. It was different.
I don't like its namesake, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah, so Sky Blue, link, of course, will be in the show notes.
For both of those weekly picks, you can put them on our website. So that's going to start wrapping us up for this show. Our website is phpbbweekly.net, where you can find the show notes and links for everything we talked about in this show and all our past shows. Also, I spent a couple of hours last few days working on this, but we just launched a thing. I call it the Zeitgeist on phpbbweekly.net. And the idea of this is to make it easier to sort of check out and discover some of our past episodes, some of the different things from there, whether it be various tutorials that we've done or interviews or other news, things from mod styles, development, talking about Blend Invasion and other things like that. So I hope it's useful. I certainly spent a long time categorizing and tagging and going through all the episodes to put this together. And if you have any suggestions about it, we certainly are welcoming feedback. So it'll be useful, and I'm going to try to keep it updated as new episodes come out. And so you can find that at phpbbweekly.net. It's the last link on the top. It says Zeitgeist. It's a weird name for a hopefully useful tool. yeah. And I was expecting David to say something, but I guess he's not going to say anything.
No. No, I just saw that on there. It's kind of neat. That should be interesting. I was going to say something that we've had quite a few guests on the show recently, and yeah. That's been kind of nice. It's it breaks it up a bit, and it makes it certainly very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And now we just had Jeff joining us today, so that's cool.
Yeah. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Of course, we forgot to say that.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. To finish closing the show out, of course, our forum is at StarTrekGuide.com, where the discussion can continue. You can ask us questions there. We'll try to answer on the show and other things like that there. Next episode will be episode number 65. It'll be next Saturday, June 7th at noon Eastern Time, 4 p.m. UTC time. David will be here. I will be asleep in a foreign country. And it's also going to be the first time where we're going to have David edit the episode, so keep your fingers crossed.
Hey, I edit the official podcast episode. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm sure you'll be fine. I'm giving you a hard time.
By the way,
yes.
Speaking of editing, uh-huh. I just edited a full day's, 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. time lapse of the webcam here, the Star Trek Guide webcam. Uh-huh. It turned out about 2 minutes of video. Can you believe that? It was 30-second interval shots between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m., and it turned out 2 minutes of video. But it's really cool. I put it on YouTube.
20 times 16, I don't know. Okay. Must be like yeah. One frame per shot or something like that.
Well, you know, you have 30 frames per second.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, it's every 30 seconds is a frame. Every 30 seconds during the day is a frame. So that kind of gives you a good base for...
So an hour compressed is down to 2 seconds then. So
yeah, thereabouts.
Okay. And so let me glance here. And of course, I can't forget, PHP BB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network. And interestingly enough, the PHP BB Ireland podcast is also a member of the Tech Podcast Network at techpodcasts.com. They got a good thing going over there, I guess. So it's kind of cool. Both the big PHP BB podcasts are over there. And that's it. So I'm Douglas Bell.
Douglas, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. I'm David Lewis.
And once again, thanks, super thanks to Jeff and to Brett in spirit. And we wish you luck on your podcast as well.
And thanks a lot, guys.
Definitely be keeping an eye on it, and of course, encourage everyone listening to our show to check them out. Once again, the address is, I think you can find it, jktpodcasts.com. Click on the PHP BB Ireland podcast image. You can find it.
Indeed.
And that wraps up this episode of PHP BB Weekly. I will see you on the other end of a foreign excursion, and David will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.